Wineries across the Northwest are stomping it. They're harvesting, crushing grapes, and making wine full bore, and this year's fruit looks petite and powerful. Correspondent Anna King explains all of that.
Right now, wineries are bathed in autumn's golden light, but I'm the only one standing around taking pictures. There's cleaning and readying equipment. Supplies coming in. And picking crews rumbling. One of the godfathers of wine in Southeast Washington is Jim Holmes. He owns the Ciel de Cheval vineyard. He says 98 was a hot, ripe year, but this year, well, it's hotter by far.
3 years ago, we worried that the grapes would not get ripe. It was so cold. This is a very hot year. The issue was, would it get too hot? Would the grapes sunburn? Would they raisin up? Could we live with that kind of heat? And we did.
That hot weather means the grapes are smaller this year. And that means there will be a bigger skin-to-juice ratio when pressing out the wine. It means winemakers will have to make sure a glass of 2014 isn't too dry. But the payoff could be huge in color and increasing recognition from the worldwide industry. I'm Anna King, outside of Benton City, Washington.